We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
There could be a push to get the college football season moved up. Or is that actually being a little bit exaggerated? Sports Business Journal had a report over the weekend that television networks and power brokers are considering moving the college football season up to be played in July, August, and September, as opposed to mostly September, October, November.
I don't know how logistically they're going to be able to pull that off.
It's impossible.
Well, it's never impossible. I don't know how they're going to do it. There's a lot of things that we're going to start to say is there's going to be a lot of changes. There's going to be. I'm on the mindset. Truthfully, guys, I'm trying to take a realistic mindset with this, and as best I can, and I don't want to think, because remember I shared this last week about doctors. Like, if I have an injury, I go into the doctor. Doctor looks at me and says, Cam, you've injured your right knee. Sorry, it's going to take you 4 months of rehab. You're going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. It's probably not going to take longer or whatever, 4 months, whatever, and you might not have the same strength. That's what a doctor is going to tell me. Why? Because they're going to give you the worst case scenario. I'm not trying to be worst case scenario, but from Dr. Fauci to everybody that's out there, mentally, we all might want to think about preparing for no sports in 2020.
No.
I know, but I'm not trying to sit there and out there be like, just put everybody in fear and all of that stuff, but there are bigger things that we look for. But if we're really trying to change college football for some inept reason, what is the true reason you're trying to take? Because you think the heat is going to be the saving grace? It's going to be too cold, logistics or whatever you want to do. We need to let the smart people help here.
The reality is, and to answer your question, the reason why they want to move college football season is because there's billions upon billions of dollars on the line.
Well, the economic strain that we're going through as a country right now is unprecedented.
Yeah, there's billions of dollars from television deals to, you know, which trickles down into conference payouts and paying for the ancillary sports across colleges and universities across the country, to the economic impact locally. I mean, just think of how much money comes in Corvallis, Eugene, on game day from fans being in the city and going to the restaurants, staying in the hotels, you know, paying for parking and doing all of these other things. And you go to a concession stand these days, and they're mostly volunteers, right? You go to a Blazer game, for instance, and you'll see like the Century High School band is working the concessions because they're using that as a fundraiser.
Yeah.
And how it like, just think of all the little things in the trickle down that you don't really think about all that much.
It's impossible, Dusty. It's too overwhelming to sit there and go through every small minutia of a detail. I know it's not we're not trying to be disrespectful, but there's trillions of dollars involved in what we're dealing with. Sports just brings us one small aspect of this, but there are a lot bigger things to be worried about. And I don't and I understand the NCAA and everybody wants to make sure they're doing their best to prepare for options. And we all were going to have options.
And this is like, just to say that the billions of dollars is the reason why people are trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
It's not for anybody's well-being or if it's the right thing to do. It is that it's the greed and they want the money.
And I don't know if it's greed. It's not. I don't know if I buy into the greed. And that's not my stance that I feel. Is it because your job as a business person or your job as all of us is to try to move? You try it. You know, I watched one of the better descriptions of dealing with disease and stuff is that those of us that wait for the right decision are always the ones that fall behind. Speed of like anything of dealing with this is what we need to be. We need to react. We need to think ahead. Those of us that are sitting still, same with sports or anything like that, you need to think ahead. You need to try. You can't just sit on your hands and go, we'll wait for this to change. You have to think of options. Now, if you're paid to do that, which a lot of them, there's a few lucky people out there right now that are being paid to think about this.
Yeah.
Well, do it. Do it. Invest. Try to figure out ways. I don't believe it's greed. I think they're trying. We're all trying to have some sort of distraction or find a little bit of normalcy because there is no normal right now.
Yeah.
And there isn't anything like that.
The reason why I put it that way is because if they were concerned about the well-being of people, it would be on the back burner.
Well,
with everything that you outlined before, the only reason why you want to make this happen and you want to make it happen right now and move an entire season forward is so you can get that money and that paycheck, because the well-being of everybody else, I mean, that would
well, the financial
be put
well-being,
on the back,
but think about
on
this.
The back burner. No. I'm talking about like the health of athletes too. I mean, in the student athletes, in college football, in this scenario, moving the season from, you know, August up to July.
Right.
I mean, that is a huge move. No one, coronavirus aside, injuries as well, moving a season up that quickly.
Yeah.
In having that window to play.
But I also, and here's where we get into this whole, what's going to be best for the country? What's going to be best for the sports? What's the best way to prepare and how to do it? I can't imagine what it's going to be like to not have sports.
Isn't that going to be weird?
It's going to be weird. And I think too, we got to start looking into, and this is just my own. I'm not a psychologist and I'm not a doctor. We got to take care of the mental side of everybody.
Absolutely.
If you don't have sports, if you don't have anything to look forward to, there can be a lot of downtrodden people out there. So hope is what we got to have. If it's hope for a chance, if you're telling me maybe we play a month, maybe we do something, some sort of it. We can't just wallow in this misery that everybody's in fear. It's going to crush it. And I worry more about the mental side of everybody at the way we fight through this. And you got to fight for it. And if guys want to fight for sports and they want to try to think outside the box, I'm all for it. Because
yep.
At this point in time, there's no dollar amount that's worth saving anything. It's you got to save lives.
I like Deal's point of view here. He said, moving college football is possible. What sport has athletes that have zero say in their well-being? College sports.
Yeah, no doubt. College sports doesn't have. They don't have a voice. They don't have a union. They don't have anybody protecting them.
Yeah, and this text says, why would they think that they can move college football forward? Everything's getting bumped back. Well, the reason for that is because, you know, medical experts, although there is a lot of unknown, they're looking at history, and what history tells them is that, you know, with the Spanish flu in the early 1900s, that it came back, a bigger wave of it actually hit the winter and the fall after the initial one. So they're thinking like this next fall and winter, if it's history tells us anything, this virus could rear its ugly head again and make cancel the back end of football mm-hmm. season.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and that's a worst case scenario. It should be stated that is a worst case scenario, and there's still a lot of unknowns about it. So I don't know. Mental well-being is a good one, though, because sports, we need it. And, you know, I find myself in this where going outside and just being outside is so much more refreshing. Have you kind of done that? I mean, you guys do daily double workouts of what you're doing right now, right?
Yeah.
Getting outside in that fresh air, you know, even if you're not doing
full-on
exercise,
no, we're
it's
lucky.
An important thing.
There's a
man.
Lot of families. There's a lot of places that can't get out of your apartment. There's some places that don't have that luxury. So we are lucky here.
Open spaces.
In that there are options for us to get out there. I hope everybody's taking it as serious as they can. And certainly, human interaction is important. Being around other people, doing that. And that if we don't have sports this year, like I said, it's not the worst thing. It won't be the worst thing. It'll make us appreciate it. Maybe we can sit back and look things, you know, when things are gone, you learn to appreciate it a little more. And learn to value it and how important it can be. We'll value our jobs, that's for certain. We'll value a lot of things, but you just got to think about moving. This is sports from now on are going to be different.
55305, I miss sports a ton, but I would be lying if I didn't say I enjoyed all the replay of classic games this week. And I think it's a viable solution until the season. Let's face it, Sports are not going to be around in 2020 at the same level they were last year. Restrictions on crowd numbers are still going to be implemented in the fall. That text coming in. And yeah, there's people that do believe that, that hey, you know, if you're getting ready for, you know, 40,000 plus in Reser or 55,000 plus at Autzen, reality is saying probably not going to happen.
Well, that's kind of the thing is that once it's not like there's someone's going to ring the bell and sound the alarm and give you the all clear. You know, it's like,
hey, it's done.
It's like all clear. We're just going to go right back to allowing 50,000, 20,000 people. There has to be it's like you're opening up the dam just a little bit. You're cracking the dam and letting a little bit of water come out. You can't just, from all these intelligent, high-level doctors, it's not just a floodgate of let's go. Let's go back. Let's just all run back together. There has to be a small way. We're dipping the toes in of learning about this. And we got to be careful. You got to learn.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.